The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
God is good, and all the time.
God is good.
I welcome each and every one of you to the continuation of our 100 days prayer marathon.
And
those of you on Podbean, we are coming to you from Destiny TV of the Deliverance Assemblies of God, House of Destiny. Located at Pig Farm down here, Ebony Hotel. We pray that from wherever angle you are joining, the Spirit of God will connect you and give you an encounter. We are still engaging the breaker. And our team tonight is enough is enough. We are breaking free. Enough is enough. We are breaking free. In Isaiah 52, verse 1 and 2. But when you read up to verse 12, when you get home, you read up to verse 12. Isaiah 52. Verse 1 and 2, but it's up to verse 12. Awake, awake, O Zion. Clothe yourselves with strength. Put on your garments of splendor. O Jerusalem, the holy city. I am reading from the NIV. The uncircumcised and defiled will not enter you again. Shake off your dust. Rise up. Sit enthroned, O Jerusalem. Free yourselves from the chains on your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 104, verse, Psalm 107, verse 14. Psalm 107 verse 14. He brought them out of darkness and the deepest gloom and broke away their chains. And broke away their chains. Psalm 81 6 and 7. Psalm 81 verse 6 and 7. He says, I removed the burden from their shoulders. Their hands were set free from the basket. In your distress you called and I rescued you. I answered you out of a thunder cloud. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Amen.
Amen.
As I was sharing yesterday, we heard the meaning of the statement, enough is enough. Enough is enough simply means I can't bear it anymore. Enough is enough simply means there must be a turnaround. Enough is enough simply means I cannot continue like this. God allows situations to overwhelm us until we come to the point where we declare enough is enough. Because God answers enough is enough. We have two sides of that statement. The positive side. Where we say enough is enough. Let my God arise. What Esther did. When Mordecai sent a message to him, to her, in the palace. Don't sit there and think that you are saved. We are not saved. And Esther asked that the people should organize a 3-day fast. It is from there we have something we call Esther fast. Esther fast is 3 days dry fasting. We call it Esther fast. That's the longest time you can fast without water. 3 days. After 3 days, you must drink water. Water is doesn't mean that you have broken the fast. No. Your body needs fluid to survive. Fasting simply means taking your attention off the regular way of life and concentrated on something for God to intervene. That's the meaning of fasting.
Come here as a train is away. You will never feel a brother saying, I'm a coffer. I'm a old one. Yes,
you can fast your mobile phone.
Wait me.
You can fast food.
Wait me. I come to
you. Can fast sex with your wife.
Oh no, you didn't get us on. Wait me. I want to come to
you. You can fast your office, your work.
Wait me. Wait me. I want to come to you.
So when we say fasting,
yes, I come to you.
It is not only avoiding what the food and water. Today, I didn't pick any call.
And
no, I pick one call.
Of our forever,
even that one, it was a temptation. And that one broke my destiny. But I said, I won't pick it. But when I saw it, I realized that I have to overcome that temptation again before I will say, now I have overcome it. Because where the call was coming from, it's not easy to get such a person to call you. And I was surprised after many, many years. This call is coming from that angle. Maybe God tested me. Because I say enough is enough. But he knows that I failed him.
So this is where we did it.
But next time I will pass.
That
hallelujah.
Amen.
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 You see, there is another side of enough is enough. The negative side. When you get to a position, and because nothing is happening, you have decided to relax. All die, be die. Anything that will happen should happen. I am tired.
Oh, my breath.
I've prayed and prayed and nothing
my
is
happening.
That is the negative side.
Where anyone in no?
Of enough is enough.
Hey, my brain who has him.
Enough is enough.
My breath.
I can't overcome this sin. I can't overcome drunkenness. So let me drink the deeper and deeper because all die.
Die.
One day I had some visitors and I took them to a country kitchen. Those
country kitchen.
Because the proprietors, the late Nana Akrasi was my very good friend. We attended the same school. And I was shocked. In the corner there, I saw my personal doctor, my physician. And there were strong, alcoholic drinks, about 3 bottles. On his table, he was sitting with a friend. He didn't see, as I was going towards him, he galloped one and then squeezed the fell idea and shook
now,
the head.
Oh, Ben, no.
So immediately he put the glass, I bend, I said, oh, doc.
He told this one, I said, oh,
good afternoon. He said, oh, Minya, oh, suffer, oh, yeah, Mati, Mati, what do you want to say? Okay, next time, in fact, He just finished me. I mean,
that's an old man. He just
finished me like that. He just cleared me off.
Oh, you miss your crap.
Oh, some oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I want to say. Oh, yeah. Next time, why?
Oh, yeah. My
doctor.
The doctor, how you know?
Jesus of Nazareth. Hey. Enough is enough.
Gabriel.
Or die, be die.
Oh, yeah, you.
Let me drink and die.
I mean, no, no, no.
That's a negative one.
Where of our body, no, no.
Beloved, we see in these verses. Awake, awake, O Zion. Clothe yourself with strength.
Sorry, O Zion.
Put on your garments of splendor. O Jerusalem, the Holy City.
O Jerusalem.
These people were in captivity.
They were
in bondage. And it was time for them to be released. So God spoke, sent a prophet.
And
said, awake, awake. It is time for you to shake off your dust. Rise up. Sit enthroned. Free yourself from the chains on your neck. Oh, captive daughter of Zion. Is that not the same thing the angel said to Peter? When the angel, the breaker angel, entered into Peter's prison, in response to the prayer of the saints, the Bible says that in verse 7 and 8, he tapped Peter. The chains fell off. He said, rise up. Put on your clothes and follow me. This is the same. Awake, awake. Clothe yourself with strength. Beloved, it gets to a point where God tells you, take free now. And I tell you, we are at the time of breaking free. Do you know the reason why? Oh, you are a change maker. You are a game changer. You are a gateway. You are a gatekeeper. You are a mountain mover. You are a way maker. In your family. Everyone that is born again. You are these things that I am mentioning. You are a change maker. You are a game changer. You are a gateway. You are a gatekeeper. You are a mountain mover. You are a way maker. Let me tell you. If no one has survived that thing in your family, you should be the first to survive it. If no one has broken that limit, you should be determined that you'll be the first to break that limit. If no one has broken through, you should know that you are ordained and destined to be the first to break through. And there is a time we need to rise up and say enough is enough.
Now sorry.
God was speaking to me yesterday or this morning. I got home and I was meditating.
What do you feel now, Jinji?
And then I heard the Spirit of God speaking to me. And he gave me the message for Sunday. I didn't want to preach on Sunday. I was going to call a friend. Today.
And then they
to prepare for Sunday and come and share with us. But the Lord said this is the message for Sunday. The greatest hindrance to the power of God. I was shocked what God told me. that we are the hindrance.
The
devil is not the hindrance. We are
the hindrance.
Our ways are his hindrance. Our thoughts are his hindrance. Our lifestyles are his hindrance. In fact, the Lord specifically told me about what is going on this impartation. And that was why I realized something I experienced on Sunday. There are some people, immediately I get to them, Deacon. Immediately I get to them. I don't know whether those of you following you observe that I go here, instead of continuing from there, I come somewhere here. You know, when I get to a place, I see that the anointing lives there. And go to another place. And I need to go there. And I was doubting. Pastor Roger, you remember, you were directing me. Sometimes you will be saying, go here. I say, no. Then I go here. You see that? And you can understand.
Not just here.
Do you know what the Lord told me? He said, the people around there are not ready at that time. People here don't want to fall down. They don't want people to see that they are falling down. They are so concerned about what people will think. About what people will say. It is even on the social media. It is on Facebook. I am telling you. God was telling me that. Some people even want me to apologize to them. In fact, this is going to be the last time of impartation. I am going to allow people to carry their own problems.
Hey!
My God!
You
see? So Pastor Roger, you see now? I didn't know why I was acting like that. You'll be directing me. Yes, this one. That was how the anointing. Don't know that. Some people there are not ready. We are so sensitive of we have decided for God how he should minister to us. Our ways. But the Bible says that his ways are higher than your ways. His thoughts are higher than your thoughts. I said, wow. How? So some people, even when you are going, they are. The anointing leaves you. That's why people are still carrying the things they are carrying. Look at what happened here. Somebody who has come to hold the mic, singing, praise and worship, singing, hallelujah. Hey. You see the thing that you were singing with? Look, me.
I said, no.
I don't care what God will do to me before people. Hey, I am ready.
I
want to be free. You can look at me and go and say anything. It's my personal freedom. It's my personal breakthrough. It is not yours. Anyway, that message is for Sunday. I don't know why I have shared this. Yes, we are breaking free. Say, my Father in heaven, I thank you for the command to break free. I thank you for the breaker anointing. 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 I thank you for giving me your image. I thank you for giving me your identity. I thank you for making me your expression, an extension, and your property. Oh Lord, I accept my calling tonight as a change maker, as a change bringer, as a game changer, as a gateway, as a gateway, as a gatekeeper, as a mountain mover, as a way maker, in my family, in my father's house, in my mother's house, wherever I find myself, at my workplace, in my office, in my neighborhood, in the church, in my department, I am a game changer. I am a game changer. I am a change maker. I am a change bringer. I am a gateway. I am a gateway. I am a gatekeeper. I am a mountain mover. I am a way maker. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Listen to me.
Don't hear me.
Because you are any of this in your family.
And I'm saying we
spiritually. Because you are any of this.
And I'm saying yes, sir.
Change maker or change bringer. Game changer. Gateway. Gatekeeper. Mountain mover and way maker. That is why your attacks are the severest. The devil knows that when you break free, everything in the family will break free. That is why the devil has focused so much on you. And when you know this, that is when you say enough is enough. Now that I know why, I am breaking free. to break others free. I have now understood why I have gone through a lot of things in life. To become a pastor, the whole five towns stood against me. My traditional stood against me. Because I am the first Pentecostal pastor from Akpafu.
Now, I don't know
people see me in town, Dela, are you correct?
Now, people who may be saying, Dela, now, Bibi, I'm coming for paper now.
They say, you are mad.
They say, wow, but I'm wondering.
They took me to a malam at Dakuma called Malam Gado.
To
check my mind.
So,
whether I am correct. Because when I'm walking. They went and told the chief. A message came to my father. Nobody was prepared to give me a peswa to go to Bible school. I had to go and push truck at Kaneshi Market. I had to go and crack stones at Malam Stonebury. I had to go and win forest at Asokoko. I had to go and do fishing on River Oti at Katanga Tonu near Domabi and Katanga. All now in Oti region. I had to do many things. Because they were not ready. No one was ready. Because I was too young. They used to call me professor. I was academically brilliant. I wanted to be either a medical doctor or a pilot. Now he says he wants to be a pastor. This is a mistake. Today, as I stand here, the same people are now calling on me. Come and break down our idols. Come and demolish this house. Come and do this. When I was coming, I received three calls from one of the chiefs. About 10 years ago, you said you promised that you come and destroy this idol house. You haven't come. You said when you go to Accra, you organize your people and come. I said, oh chief, I've not forgotten. I'm still praying. Do you know why? He has still consulted the thing. So when I go to break it, the thing will attack me. Because he has still consulting it. You think I'm a fool? The thing you are still consulting, you say, me, I should come and bring it. Then gather it and bring it to me, then I will destroy it. Now, I am saying this so that when you pray well, because you are the gatekeeper in the family, that's why the enemy is attacking your life like that, to frustrate you, to discourage you. To make your life like that.
No, I hear what brother said.
You know, where God looks at, your heart, not your height, not your size. He has seen your heart. That you are a game changer. You are a change maker or
thinker.
That's why you are having difficulties. That's why you need to break free first. Say in the name of Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus Christ. And by the power of the Holy Ghost. I have received the command from the breaker angel to break free. To break free. To break free. So by the command from the breaker angel to break free, as I tell my hand, I break free. I break free. I break free. I break free. I break free.
I pray free.
Yes. Psalm 24 verse 7. Lift up your heads, O you gates. He lifted up you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Verse 8. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Verse 9. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of... Why are they called ancient gates, ancient doors, and ancient gates? Why are they ancient?
I don't even know. Atete.
Why are they ancient?
Atete pon keto. I don't know why atete di eba.
It means they were gates and doors that prevented your ancestors.
If you say omo ye apon keto ni akasi omo si unananom kwain.
They block your ancestors.
Omo si unananom kwain.
That is why some of us, we can't go beyond our ancestors. In some families, they will tell you, look, they tell me that my grandfather was the richest man in the district. They said, he helped the Germans to demarcate Volta region. Because he could speak 7 international languages. 1937, he was wearing white suit with the cap.
The cap.
Now I realize why I like suit.
I
like why I like suit. 1937, when people were putting cloth around their neck, grandfather was wearing suit. With white people.
1937.
But listen to me. Had it not been by the grace of God, if God has not picked me at an early age, until God picked
me,
my family was the poorest. People tell me that the whole apart from my pastor belongs to your grandfather. They say the whole place belongs to your grandfather. But we were the poorest. Something went wrong. There was an ancient gate. And listen to me. Until you break free from the ancient gate, you, whilst you are alive now, your everything will be okay. But after you, your children, your grandchildren, they will suffer something. Because the gate is still there. Say, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I break free from every ancient gate that block my ancestors. Every ancient gate that set the standard, that set the limitation for my ancestors, for my family, so that they got there and they couldn't get further. As for me, Delaliboja, I am born again. I am a game changer. I am a way maker. I am a doorkeeper. As I clap my hands, I break free. I break free from every ancient gate, every ancestral gate. I break free, I break free. By blood and by fire, I break free, I break free. Let the gates be lifted. I break free. I break free. I break free. I break free. I break free.
I break free.
I just heard the voice saying, you are going to break free from your ancestral limitations.
Amen.
The Lord is saying to somebody here,
You
are going to go beyond where your ancestors arrived.
Say,
you are going beyond.
Amen.
You are going beyond.
Amen.
Because the spirit that they didn't have to propel them. You have that anointing to prepare you. You have the anointing to prepare you. You have the anointing to prepare you. God said he's taking you far. He's taking you further. God said where no one in your family has gotten to, he's taking you there. 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 God said, tell them, I am giving them a new story. I am giving them a new story. I am giving them a new song. They will no longer sing their family song, their ancestors' song. They will no longer tell their family story, their ancestors' story. They will tell the story of their own. They will tell their new story. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen to me in the name of Jesus. Before we take the communion, we want to break free from the limited economic system of Ghana. The limited economic system of the world. We want to break free. You don't know. This COVID. Do you think everybody experienced it? People are still eating 5 times a day. What are you talking about? And we are to experience that. Say in the name of Jesus Christ. Every economic limitation in this world, especially in Ghana, the economic shackles and limitations of this nation, wherever I find myself, by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Holy Ghost fire, by the breaker anointing, I break free. I break free. I break my finances free. I break my business, my career, as I clap my hands from every economic limitation. Every economic limitation. I break free. 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 Shatakota. I break free. 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 I break. I break. I break. I break. I break. I break free. I break free. I break free. I break free. I break. 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 I break free. 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 I break. 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 I break free. 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 Yes.
I break. 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 I
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Say, Lord.
Lord.
I receive your broken body.
I receive your broken body.
I receive your blood.
I receive your blood.
I eat to break free.
I drink to break free.
I eat to break free.
I drink to break free.
This is a breaker. It is a breaker communion.
I receive by faith.
I eat to break free.
I drink to break free.
I drink to break free.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Man.